Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. On Saturday, September 23rd, we celebrate hunters and anglers with National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Well, National Hunting and Fishing Day was set up to really celebrate the success of hunting and fishing as it applies to conservation in North America.
Steve Hall is Education Director for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Congress created the day in 1972 to honor the men and women who support conservation through the purchase of hunting and fishing licenses.
That's true. I mean, they've purchased, you know, millions upon millions of dollars of licenses each year here in Texas alone. And yet at the same time, they also pay excise taxes on sporting arms and ammunition and equipment that also goes directly to conservation efforts such as wildlife management and wildlife research and even hunter education programs throughout North America.
And the event has a new home in a very unique museum.
The Wonders of Wildlife Museum there in Springfield, Missouri. It's the only museum connected with both the Smithsonian and the American Zoo and Aquarium Association, so it's a really nifty place to showcase National Hunting Fishing Day efforts.
Log on to nhfday.org and listen to a podcast featuring the event's honorary chairman, Tracy Bird. That's our show for today, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.